The study demonstrates that 9 months of intensive internship training at a hospital can lead to high levels of competitive employment in wellness, cardiac care, ambulatory surgery, and pediatric intensive care units.
Folks with autism require a much higher degree of intensity to learn, and they also need a lot of practice at the social and communication skills that can make them successful in the workplace.
Carol Shaw, Ph.D., is Director of Technical Assistance for the VCU Autism Center for Excellence. She explained that researchers used a model developed by a program called Project Search.
We took the model and then we added elements to it to meet the needs of individuals with autism. And those elements included a fair amount of behavioral consultation and a fair amount of the use of visual strategies to help individuals with autism learn job skills and be able to perform the social skills necessary to be successful.
The young people who completed Project Search with autism supports have been remarkably successful.
We needed to have a really good way to demonstrate what it would take to teach an individual with autism to work. And this was the opportunity.
In this country, Dr. Shaw noted, one in 88 children is autistic.
In order to help folks with autism learn to communicate and interact with others, the best time to start is before the age of 3. And we have to start teaching them how to communicate and how to interact and how to learn.
Autism, she said, is the most primary form of learning disability.
In that, almost with every other disability, children come to school curious about the world. When you have a child with autism, one of the reasons that it is so hard to teach that child is because that curiosity is turned to a hypersensitivity to changes and a hyperanxiety about the environment.
The autistic students come to Project Search at 18. Instead of going to high school, they're enrolled in an internship. They have to get there as they will when they graduate. Dr. Shaw said they spend 30 to 45 minutes in a classroom in the morning and another 30 minutes or so in the afternoon.
The rest of the day, they are in internships in the hospital, and they rotate for 3 internships across the entire school year. So the first internship is about 10 to 12 weeks, followed by a second internship about the same length, and then a third internship. And so when we say intensive, what we mean is they don't go to school. They don't have English. They don't have science, social studies, math. They are learning how to work in a business environment where they are demonstrating the skills that they're going to use in employment.
They're getting about 900 hours of training. She said the first and second internships are periods of assessment as well to learn more about the students and their skills.
And by the third internship, we are typically pretty close, where the student themselves can say, I like these tasks, I don't like doing that task, and we can say, you perform best in this environment and not at that environment. And so by the third internship, we are usually really narrowing down the world of all possible jobs to the best jobs match.
87% found meaningful employment. John Ogle, WCVE News.